Welcome to today's Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Today we're asking, how will the new Facebook changes impact you? So first of all, it's been rumoured, suggested, hinted for a long time that Timeline was coming to business pages, and it's here, Martin. What does it mean to us?
Well, for page administrators on Facebook, it's not just the design of the pages that's changing. We're also getting a raft of new tools as well, and new ways of interacting with customers.
Okay, the design though, Martin, will be the thing that most people will notice first. What's changed dramatically about the design?
Well, first of all, the old navigation tabs on the left-hand side, they're all gone. And we do have the timeline, so we've lost landing pages, and we now have a cover photo, which is going to appear at the top of timelines. This is about 851 pixels wide, whereas it used to be 512 pixels. So we've got a lot more space to really make it our own on Facebook and really brand a page.
The biggest concern of some people will be the loss of the welcome pages, the landing tabs. What will happen to those landing tabs?
So if you've got an application installed on your page, and many of us do, they still appear and apps are still accessed. They just appear with large icons just to the right of your profile picture. It's just that it won't be the first thing that people see. And just a quick note about the cover image. You can't put a sales message in there. You're not allowed to have any call to action or any instruction saying buy this or 20% off discounts. That's not allowed.
And that's interesting, because one of the things that we do as a business is always say to people, have a call to action on your website, on your marketing pages. Is there now no ability to have a call to action on a Facebook page?
Yeah, so now when people arrive on your page, you'll be looking to grab their attention with a highlighted post. And what we're talking about there is a new feature called pinning. And pinning allows you to take a piece of content, it might be a link to a blog post or a status update or a picture, and it allows you to pin it to the top of your timeline for a period of up to 7 days. You can only have one item pinned at a time, and only page administrators can pin an item.
You mentioned how interactions between you and your customers is now made more possible. How's that working?
As customers, we can send messages to brands. So we can send private messages to brands and have conversations that we've not really been able to have before. Everything's been very public. Now we can have greater customer service through Facebook.
So that means that complaints could be taken off the timeline, your page, much easier.
Yes, correct. You don't need to have those airing your dirty washing in public.
Tell me about milestones.
Yeah, so milestones, you've probably seen them with the Facebook profile timelines. They're life events on there, and you will have them for your wedding day or the birth of a relative or something like that. Now, obviously, businesses don't have those sorts of events, but what they do have is product launches, or a new CEO is appointed, or a new shop is opened somewhere. So these significant milestones within a business can now be marked out. If you check out the American Express timeline, they've got one, well, I've got several actually, but one of them is for the launch of the Small Business Saturday campaign, which they did last year.
One thing I noticed on the new timelines, Martin, is that people mentioning your brand elsewhere on Facebook, what they're saying is now appearing on your business page.
A lot of that is your friend activity. So, for instance, I saw when I looked at the Coca-Cola page, I saw that a friend of mine had said, oh, that whiskey and Coke went well. Now, he hadn't even tagged Coca-Cola, but just him mentioning the word Coke appeared there.
I know there's been a lot more changes made with advertising to help businesses advertise more effectively, and we'll talk more about that in next week's Status Update.